ओम शांति दीदी, वेलकम टू दिस वंडरफुल सेशन ऑन द टॉपिक विजडम ऑफ टुगेदरनेस एंड वेलकम टू यू ऑल टू. एंड देर आर फ्यू हू हैव जॉइंड ऑनलाइन, especially from Asia Pacific region. Welcome to them as well. Today's topic is very much relevant to our lives at present. Baba always gives the example of banyan tree. When the banyan tree grows, the main trunk, we wouldn't know where the main trunk is, because all the branches have developed so much, and it's the strength of all those branches that it becomes even more stronger. Similarly, in the yajna nav, it is the power of togetherness, it's the energy of the people together which is holding everyone together. So we need to understand this even more on a deeper level. So Didi will be sharing her experiences and wisdom on this topic of togetherness. To live alone, to work alone, it's so much more easier. But to live with other people, to work with the people, it's such a big challenge. So I would like to ask Didi, what do you feel? What is the meaning of togetherness in today's context? So what is the wisdom that you want to share today about this topic of togetherness?
And just say it. It's easy to work alone, little bit difficult to work two together, but then three, it's difficult. It is said, united we stand, divided we fall. If you see Indian history, when the rulers didn't work together, Mughals, Muslims and British, they ruled India. For British we say, they divided and ruled.
That was their policy. Yeah, divide and rule. Yeah.
Divide and rule. Now, yajna, we find that when Brahma Baba was there, Mama was there, it was easy. They were a very good example.
Did you, why do you think it was easy when Baba and Mama was there to bring everyone together?
It was God's power.
Okay.
God's love. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, everybody was attracted more by power and love. Because the jnana was not refined. Baba will give jnana in 5 minutes. You are a soul. This is soul. God is supreme soul. Remember, you are a soul and remember supreme soul. So that was just his teaching. But drishti he gave was very powerful. Those who used to come for the first time, I remember one mother, she was widowed and her son also had died. Dadi Tikkan, you must be knowing very well.
My dadi. I say my dadi. Tikkan dadi is my dadi.
from Bangalore.
Yeah.
Chandramani dadi's older sister. And she was very unhappy because two persons from her family had died in short time. So when she went first to Brahma Baba, Baba asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am a suffering soul." Then Baba gave her drishti and little lesson, "You are a soul. Baba is supreme soul," and gave drishti. And within half an hour, when she was leaving, the ashram or yagya, Baba asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am happy soul." So within half an hour, she transformed. So with Brahma Baba's double power of Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba, people used to get such a deep experience that they wanted to come again and again, again, again. They will come in the morning and were waiting for evening to come back. But when Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmohini took over, everybody thought, now organization will be finished, because they thought it was Brahma Baba keeping them together. And Swami Shivanand was sharing with Dadi Prakashmani when Dadi went for all religious conference in Haridwar. He said, "How come your Brahma Baba keep 400 women together?" And in Gujarati there is saying, "Char made chotla, vaale karna otla." Or it means, if two women come together, there will be up and down chaos. And so he said, "I usually give sannyas and training to males. But once I thought, let me try with women. So I tried 20 women, uneducated. And there was so much jealousy that in 1 month I gave up. Then I thought, let me try 20 educated women." And he got another group of 20 women, and same jealousy and fighting and complain and everything. So say, how can Brahma Baba keep 300 women together for 14 years? So Dadi said it was God's power. And when Brahma Baba left body, because Mamma had left before, Brahma Baba left in 69. So especially Sindhi community, they thought, now this organization can't carry on because there are two women looking after organization. But as we see, there was so much powerful foundation of Jnana and Yoga that Brahma Kumaris not only survived but expanded so much, because in Brahma Baba's time there were 120 centers. And when Dadi Prakashmani left, there were in 120 countries centers. And Dadi was invited in United Nations, and United Nations people also came here for conference. So there was so much expansion because there was that togetherness and wisdom. Because only wisdom can keep people together. So wise people make proper decision, and they had that balance of child and master. So what happened was, Dadi Prakashmani, she used to treat all dadis as equal. She will call them Dadi, Dadi, Dadi only. And they used to plan everything together. And that's how we saw there was so much expansion.
So there was mutual respect for each other in Dadis, especially Dadi and Didi together. They always said that there are two bodies and one soul. So their decisions also matched each other. But this is not so easy, na Didi? Of course, there was an example of Didi and Dadi, but you know, in a gathering, it's such a difficult thing to match our sanskars with each other. And Prakashmani Dadi always used to say, you have to bow down to others, especially when this Harmony Hall was constructed and the name Harmony Hall was given. Dadi would always just say, Har Maan Lena Chahiye. You know, just accept the defeat, just bow down, and then you create harmony amongst people. So Baba says that by bowing down, it's like moving forward. If you bow down, then you move forward. So what does it exactly mean? Or do you have any example of that? Or do you want to share something about that?
bow down is humility.
Yes.
Now we give example that if tree is laden with many fruits, the branches will bow down. So if the soul is full of many virtues, it will bow down. And we need to have balance of child and master.
Mm-hmm.
As a master, we suggest. As a child, we obey whatever the team decides. Then there is no question of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there is conflict, if there is ego, that my opinion is right, why should I agree with other people? Then naturally with that conflict, there is no moving forward. But with bowing down, you move forward because you work together. Just as one finger can do only that much, but the fist has so much power. One ring can do that much, but a chain of ring can pull car, bus, truck, etc.
Yes. So bowing down is the symbol of humility. Didi, that you are very accurate in the resources. One is that, okay, bowing down to the people and taking care of the people or the souls, but another is the resources also. So when somebody don't use any resource in a worthwhile way, or they waste their food time or, you know, petrol or anything, what is the thought, that process that comes in your mind? Because I think might be you get irritated, or you might be not liking it. You might be you want to tell something to that person, but also there is a concern that we don't want to hurt anyone or break that peace, or, you know, lose that peace. So what is the process that you go through, and how do you come about it?
What I do is, for my personal use, I do economy, turn off light as soon as I leave the room. And whoever are my companion, they knew that I don't like to keep the lights on or waste any of Baba's resources. I advise Brahmins to be economical, and Baba is telling all the time to be economical. So the Jnani people will understand in signal. And I don't want to have waste thought because of those. So I may suggest sometime, but not allow waste thoughts.
Mm. So suggesting,
but one thing I can't tolerate is impurity. And those who indulge in any sort of impurity, I give punishment.
Okay.
Because it's Madhuban's rule that they have to go out in their lokiks if they have break the principle. So that I am strict.
So being in an administrative position, Didi, so it's, we need to have that balance of love and law. We can't be always thinking of togetherness and showing love and keeping people together. Sometimes we need to show discipline also. We have to maintain that discipline. So how do you try and balance these two?
Love and law.
How do you try and balance these two? We need to keep people together but also disciplined.
So first, lovefully, we explain to them that this is what is necessary in Brahman life. But then, if they are not able to follow it, then we have to take law. As I said, is especially purity. There was one brother who just hold on to one sister as if he is showing some things, new sight around here. And means his intention was not pure. So when I came to know, I told him, go out for 6 months, then told to go to Shantivan, and because amongst Brahman also they have some vices.
The effort makers. Huh? The effort makers, no?
Greed. And with laborers giving them loan and taking interest and this and that and all. So I told, brother, we don't need you. Go in Shantivan and take some other responsibility. So I sent him there because certain things we can avoid and take law in the hand.
Didi, some years ago, Dadi Gulzar, in a particular class, she was saying that Maya is taking it for, Maya is creating disunity within the Brahmin family. We always blame Maya, right? Maya is creating disunity within the family. How can we make sure that Maya loses this battle? And in fact, the entire war and Baba's children win. To create that unity, togetherness.
Yeah. Nowadays, most of the Brahmins are very keen to do service.
Mm-hmm.
So there is jealousy, comparison, competition, criticism, etc. So Maya comes in that way. Whereas in the beginning, the dadis, their foundation of jnana and yoga was very powerful. So we have to make that foundation strong, have unlimited attitude.
Okay.
Not mine. Baba's service, Baba's center, Baba's student. Because conflict happens when there is limited awareness of I and mine. So we have to go beyond mine and yours. Go beyond ego, because ego also creates lots of disrespect and conflict. And have a balance of child and master.
Mm-hmm.
As a master, suggest your opinion, but then as a child, whatever team decides, you agree, bow down.
Yeah, when we bring Baba in between, so then we can create that unlimitedness and togetherness, just like a rosary. When the thread is there, then the beads are together. The thread is Baba. When we keep Baba in between, then the togetherness. Beautiful. Didi, last Thursday, Baba spoke about remembering where we are standing at the present time at the confluence age. And the rest of the world is in the Iron Age. Does this understanding of being in the confluence age play any part in building togetherness within the Brahmin family? If so, in what way?
When we remember we are at confluence age, we are reminding ourselves that the purpose of this Brahman life is to establish new world. So it's one aim, one father, one Srimat. Because Baba says, I will give my introduction to you. I will guide you. But because you have to rule golden age, you have to follow Srimat and be instrument to establish new world. Be perfect and help others to be perfect. So by remembering we are at this stage and keeping our aim clear, we are able to help Baba.
Help Baba and help people as well. There are a few more questions that I'm going to ask. If anyone of you have any questions, you can come in the front, there's a mic there, you can ask. Okay. Sometimes Didi, Dadi Janki would say that service has ruined everything. So what is it exactly? What does she mean by that? No?
As I mentioned, 14 years they spent for Jnana and Yoga. Then they started service. So their foundation of Jnana and Yoga was Pakka. Whereas nowadays is what's happening. You take Jnana 7 days and start doing service.
Time is less, na Didi. Time is less. So we have to take care of all the four subjects. So if we give 14 years for, we don't have so much time for Jnana and Yoga. So then two subjects will be left. So we have to simultaneously do all the four subjects. No? Yeah.
So the thing is, today there is more emphasis on Seva. In Australia, once I saw that the teachers would travel for 1 hour or 2 hours to reach to some place. And there would be two teachers going, because one has to play music and all. And one will give lecture. So two teachers minimum go. And there will be 4 or 5 students. Listener, and by the time they come home, it's 11 o'clock. So Amrit Vela, either miss or sleepy. So what happens in service? There is so much comparison, competition, jealousy, mine, your conflict is there. So what has happened is, rather than service, I would say it is disservice. And that's why Dadi said, service has destroyed everything. Service is good, but if there is no balance, other subjects are not paid attention, then naturally it is this service.
Only if we pay attention to the subject of service and not pay attention to knowledge, yoga and dharana, so then that would be disservice. When then balance is there, then it doesn't ruin anything, na Didi? Okay. Didi, in the present situation, you are taking care of Australia, Asia, Pacific and Gyan Sarovar. And also Baba used to say many times in Avyakt Murli that don't send long letters. Just write, I'm okay. Right? So many a times, lot of time is spent in resolving the conflicts. So, what do you think? Like, what percentage of your time will be saved if your region pays extreme attention to togetherness?
At the moment, Asia-Pacific region, there is good unity.
Good certificate for Asia Pacific. Very nice.
So I think if they pay more attention, I will save 5% of time.
Okay.
I'm using 5% for conflict resolve.
Okay. Yes, 95% is good. That 5% needs to be changed. Okay. And Gyan Sarovar?
Gyan Sarovar. I would save 2% of time.
Just 2%? Wow, that's great. Then we are good. Gyan Sarovar Nivasis are good, right? Thank you, Didi. Didi, can you describe what you feel that Baba thinks or feels when he sees our togetherness at the present time? Present situation when Baba sees from up above, looking at our togetherness.
Children are working together. He will say, "Wow, my children, wow." He's happy to see children working together.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, do you have any questions? If you have any questions, please come here. There's a mic if you want to take up the mic and ask the questions. Okay, until anyone comes, there are online questions. So I'll take up the online questions. If you have any, so please come and stand. Then I'll stop asking questions, okay? Didi, how was togetherness improved at the very beginning in Karachi amongst the 300 plus souls by Mama and Baba? Please give some real stories. The obstacles faced within the closed community that time. In Karachi, when 350 sisters and few brothers were staying together, might be there would be definitely some challenges, Nadidi. They were not perfect, they were effort makers. Right? So they were understanding knowledge. But they were living together. So practically what would be the obstacles like? Like how did they, of course Baba's energy was there, but even then the sanskars were also there.
Obstacles are mainly sometimes waste thoughts.
Mm.
Because in the beginning they didn't understand the role of Sandeshi.
Uh-huh.
I think that was the name of that sister who was young and instrument in bringing Baba's message, knowledge clearly. Kamalmani or something. At the age of 9, she was the instrument to clarify knowledge. And that because of that, Mama Baba used to give respect. And she was like treated like princess. Pew. And people couldn't understand why Mama Baba are giving so much respect. And like she was given every day new dress. And Baba and Mama giving so much respect. So waste thought. Also, some had question. In the beginning, Baba used to say Shivlingam. Then he started saying it's a thumb shaped. And now Baba is saying it's just a dot. So, as the knowledge got refined, they couldn't understand. So there were some waste thoughts. And some had really very good experience. Like Tikkun Dadi, she had a thought, I want to see that time it was Piyu or Avyakt Bap Dada. She had a desire to see, and Mama was sitting third floor. So, because she had thought, she didn't go, but Mama called her, gave her dry fruit and said, go down, prepare rosary and bring it. And she did it and went up, and Baba said, you had been adding each piece of dry fruit with so much love. So whatever she was thinking, Baba could catch it. Now Nirmal Shanta Dadi, she took a while to accept Baba as a medium of God. So she never attended the satsang. There was satsang at their home. But whenever she used to go to see her parents, she knew the satsang will be over by 7:30 or something. So she used to reach at that time. And one day, when she reached, Manmohini Didi was in trance. She was still in trance after everybody left. So Nirmal Shanta Dadi asked, what was happening to you? Because when she was in trance, Didi was very cheerful, peaceful. So Didi said, today I'm getting late, tomorrow I will tell you. So next day, Nirmal Shanta Dadi wanted to come and talk to Didi. So she told Brahma Baba, Baba, please send me car tomorrow morning. Because in those days, those royal people didn't walk. They always used to go in car or horse, chariot, etc. So when she asked Brahma Baba to send car, Baba said, we'll see tomorrow. And she got very angry in her mind, why my father is not so keen to send me car. But she was full-time pregnant, and during the night she delivered. And during delivery, she had vision of Brahma Baba and Krishna. So she thought, my father knew that I will not be able to go to satsang in the morning. That's why he said, we'll see what happens. So after that, she developed the faith that that is God in my father's body.
Hmm. There's one more question. Anyone else want to ask? No? Okay. If we know that those who are assigned to cook bhog and Brahma Bhojan have not fully followed the principles of BK. So then, still not fully vegetarian or cooked while being angry or something. So what to do about that? Can we refuse to accept them, or what should we do? What should we do?
The instrument should not allow them to cook bhog or bhojan if they are not fully following all discipline. Even if they eat atyasna lokiks, or the lokik are cooking meat as well as their vegetarian meal, then they should not be allowed to cook bhog at the center.
Mm-hmm.
And if the center instrument is lazy and wants somebody else to cook, even if they are not following discipline, then the student, if they know that this is not pure food, they should not accept it or take it and give it to their family member. Just as in temple when we go, if they give prasad, we take it, but give it to non-BK.
But it's also mentioned, Didi, okay, disciplines of vegetarian and things like that. But also if they are getting angry while cooking, those vibrations are also dangerous. So we need to cook in Baba's remembrance. Didi, when we work together sometimes, we fall in attachment. We develop attachment towards some souls. How can we protect ourselves from this, getting attached?
Keep Baba in between you and your companion. Whether it is a student, because sometimes teacher and student form attachment. But if it is Baba in between, think that this is Baba's child, then there won't be attachment.
But sometimes we understand, okay, this is attachment. Sometimes we don't understand. So how would we understand, okay, this is attachment? Like, other people are able to understand, okay, this person has attachment to this person, but those who have attachment are not able to understand that they have attachment.
Naturally, the sign of attachment is keeping the same person as a companion. That I want to go for service, but this person should come with me. Or they miss that person. Or they have that possessive nature. That you are like mother and child. So mother will say, you are my child, you have to listen to me. Possessiveness. Parents. So when there is mine, there is attachment and dependency.
Dependency is there. Yeah, that's it, I think. You have any questions?
okay, it's only 5 minutes. We can have 5 minutes meditation.
You have a question? Okay, please can you be quick? Mic is here.
Om Shanti. So one sister in my country have a question that Baba usually say that we should send the child to him every evening before going to sleep. But when she do that, she usually tell everything that happened in the day, and it make her feel that she cannot put the full stop of the day, because when writing about other things in the day, she usually think back about that, and she couldn't put the full stop to everything. So her question is that what is the effective way to send the child to Baba before going to sleep, and how are you have been doing that?
Should I repeat? The question is, Baba says give chart before going to sleep of the whole day. So that sister gives chart every day, but sometimes she is not able to put full stop also. Okay, thinking about it and everything, giving to Baba. So what is the effective way of giving chart to Baba?
Not full stop means she carries on all night writing chart or what?
Yeah, but thinking about it. Yeah, huh? Even after giving the chart, she is not able to put a full stop.
Acha.
Yeah, that was the question. No?
Okay. Yeah.
After finishing chart, sit in Baba's remembrance and have that awareness that I have given everything to Baba. Finish. Then you will be able to sleep.
Okay. Yes. There's one more question.
Om Shanti Didi.
Can you pull down your mask?
In Brahma Baba and Mama's time, Bika was so lucky because they can receive the directions for every actions. And yesterday, the brothers in our room had a thought that we are a little bit less lucky. And
what's the question?
So, how? Because sometimes we don't really know what to do to be the right actions. And sometimes we may ask instruments, but the answers may not really satisfied for us.
During Baba and Mama's time, they were dadis and whoever was there, they were very lucky because they had took directions from Baba and Mama. But now we feel that we are less lucky because we don't have that guidance and sustenance from Baba and Mama. And also sometimes when we ask any question to our instruments and we get answers, But we don't get satisfied with those answers. So what to do about that?
Start having clean and clear intellect. Then you can have direct connection with Baba and get direct sustenance from Baba.
Okay. Again, there is confusion, Didi. In what aspects, like, can I have direct connection with Baba and take answers? And in what aspects should I ask my seniors for guidance? Like, can I ask anything and everything to Baba? Or should I ask some things to ask instruments also?
If you trust instrument, then
okay.
Ask them.
Okay.
Or verify with them.
Okay. But otherwise, if you have clear intellect with Baba, that's the most effective one. Okay? So we need to make efforts to make our intellects clean. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
One question, how right using money,
Use money.
Yes.
What is the right use of money? How can we use money in a right way?
How should I use money in a right, worthwhile way? If you use your money for Baba's service, now Baba says if you have money, start Gita Parchala or center. A few people take benefit. You are creating their fortune, your fortune. Because even in the world, they say education is the best donation or charitable work. So use your money in Baba's service. Either use Gita Pathshala in your own city or give it to Mother One. What we say is your income you divide. Dadi used to say 10 to 20% for Madhuban. Your rent and food and everything, 50%. Your logics, if you have to give, 10%. For future
savings,
save 10%. And for your Madhuban trip, save 10%. So you have to be sensible in using money, time, money, energy, thoughts in Sangam Yoga are very valuable. We should not be wasting them.
Okay. You have a question? Yeah. Brother. Can you give the mic? No? Okay. Okay, thank you, Didi. Thanks a lot for this wonderful wisdom, and also thank you all to be seated here with patience.
Om Shanti.
And also thanks to all the brothers and sisters who are connected online. Om Shanti, and see you all next Sunday. is